The United Nations says it is again to suspend distribution of food aid to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip because of fuel shortages. The announcement was made just several hours after Israel closed two major crossing points into the territory after they came under mortar fire. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met today to try to accelerate peace talks that have shown little sign of progress ahead of a visit by US President George W. Bush. William Bell is the Christian AIDS Programme Manager for the Middle East. He told us more about the urgent need for Israel's cooperation in removing roadblocks and ceasing settlement building.
Within the West Bank, there are still very difficult circumstances where people cannot move from one area to another, given the amount of checkpoints and road restrictions that exist throughout the West Bank. Now, there have been some moves, but clearly not enough. And there's an investment conference coming up in Bethlehem next month, which will hopefully have the desired impact of attracting inward investment within the Palestinian territories. But of course, that can only come if investors feel confident that the investment is safe, in the sense that it's not going to be stuck at a checkpoint, whether that be the transport of goods made in a factory or agricultural produce. Investors are going to want to have an economy to invest in that they can rely upon. And at the moment, the situation is such that quite clearly in the West Bank and in Gaza, that cannot be counted upon. So we hope that progress will be made that will significantly move some of the obstructions that are hindering any sort of Palestinian economic development.